4 CPA Mobile.
Interrupting my One Adam 12 show. Good afternoon, Dave. I'm Gerald T.R.
There's a thing called it's a choice, and you had a choice. You could have decided not to pick the microphone up.
Lose the chance to throw some daggers out there at you. It's Enzo LTR. Oh, well, congratulations on your Russian contact. And I've worked that gentleman before. Did you ever notice how most of the Russians are Vlad, or, I can't think of the other ones right now, but most of them are very, very much the same. But, Dave, if you'll just quit playing as much tennis and stay up a little later, after about 10 o'clock at night, the Russians become pretty commonplace. And but it's still very exciting if you hadn't worked Russians before. I like working their CW operators. They are some of the finest in the world, I would say.
Well, if anybody would know, I imagine you would. And I haven't had the privilege, but I've contacted. I've made a contact in St. Petersburg, Russia before, but it was very early after I got my 7300. So I'd have to go back in the logbook and until I found it. I guess I could do a search. But I'm off to the tennis court, and we'll see. My wife said, "Are you playing tomorrow?" And I said, "Yeah." So it's supposed to be even hotter tomorrow.
Dave, I can't stay too long. Bernice has got supper about ready to put on. Just having beans and cornbread, butter beans. But right now it says 102 degrees Fahrenheit and feels like 108. What was it a while ago, Bernice? And felt, it was 105 and felt like 113, so be careful out there.
I think we've got a cold wave moving through here in Taylor's, because I'm only showing 97 degrees.
In one sense of the matter, there was a cold front moved through, but it just lowered the humidity some. Humidity outside is only 36%, so that's a big factor. And you still got to be careful, especially as you get older. But I can't take it after about lunchtime. It's just no joy. I'm not getting out there in it. Well, I talked to Patrick quite a little bit a while ago, and then Walt got a stuck microphone on his radio for a while. And I think Jerry got that resolved. And then I'm here in that fire department up north, wherever it's at, quite a bit. And then I'm getting texts from my grandson here about his new fishing lures and that, which, as far as I'm concerned, is too darn hot, even after dark. But, that's great, making those contacts, and I'm happy it makes you excited. That's the joy of ham radio, and I still enjoy getting unusual contacts.
And, I was excited, and starting to go up and down the band was, I think he was running, he said he was running 1,000 kilowatts. I was only running 100 watts, so pretty good at 5x7. He had me at 5x7. I had him 5x9. And, he was coming in like he was the next door.
If the propagation's there, Dave, I only had 100 watts for 19 years, and I did just fine. I had way up in the upper 200s on countries, and I didn't really pay that much attention to it back then. But if the sunspots are up and the propagation's there, you can do awesome things, even on 5 watts, you know. And you don't have to have the fanciest radios in the world. You done good there, my friend. And of an evening now, it seems like that the upper frequencies have opened up more. In the wintertime, it goes down, usually. But there are exceptions to that. But I've noticed 20 meters and 17 and also 15 meters. Even 10 meters has been real good lately of an evening. Well, Dave, Bernice says she's about ready, so I'm going to let you go. And you have a good game. And, again, be careful out there. If you feel like you're getting dehydrated, put on the brakes and go get a drink and get out of that sun. KB4CBA in 0TR 73, Dave.
Well, lucky you, go eat some of that good food, and you can think about me out here sweating. But anyway, good to talk to you, Tom, and hope to talk to you again soon. 73 in 0TR KB4 is